Proclamation number 5421 of 26th of June, 1952. The bridge from realm of light is Jesus Christ. In the name of the crucified Savior, it is said to you that the kingdom of heaven is opened for everyone who recognizes him as the Son of God and Savior of the world, but it remains closed to those who do not acknowledge him. You people should know that the two worlds were strictly separated before his crucifixion, known as the kingdom of light and of darkness, that there were two very different areas that had no connection with each other, because they were completely opposed to each other. One explanation for this is to search in the complete turning away of the created spiritual from God, which let arise then a world in God opposing order, while the spiritual standing with God remained in the divine order and thus also in an area of perfection, of light and of unchecked force. No connection could exist between these two worlds, because the contrast was too great, because the distance to God had to have a negative effect in every way. It would be a striving for opposite poles in a way, but never would be strived for one pole. It lacked any connection between the kingdom of light and the realm of darkness, what is even more understandable by the declaration that the ruling forces of both areas were completely opposite to each other and followed completely opposite aims. Highest perfection in freedom and light in strength and gagging of the spiritual, which is destined to the highest activity. So there was an unbridgeable gap between these two worlds, which could not have been finished eternally by the side of darkness, but well on the part of the spiritual world remaining in divine order, whose inhabitants were in the knowledge and consequently knew the only possibility to build a bridge. A being from the spiritual world had to venture into the dark spheres and had to initiate a path from there, which could then be followed by every being who wanted to get into the kingdom of light. This being, descended from the height, had to establish the divine order, while it himself lived in this divine order first time and then gave this knowledge to the inhabitants of the dark world, the people on earth, that they also led a different way of life till now, animated by his example, that they also went in the same direction as the man Jesus, instead of opposed, whose aim was above. That means it was the return in the kingdom, which he had left, to redeem the people living in darkness. The will upwards always finds the right path, but the people lacked this will. It was directed downward, because the action of negative forces is always successful in the realm of darkness, and these forces pursue only one aim, to take away all knowledge of the being, to prevent it from returning to God. The will of the being could stop the Prince of Darkness and his work, but he does not do it. He himself is so weak and unresisting, exposed to any unfavorable influence, that did the world of light know, and it offered an originally created spirit, to oppose to the bad influence of the enemy of God, his will and his love. Now there were fighting two children of God against each other in the same way, two images, called in life by himself, because they were no longer of the same will and the same love, otherwise they would not have faced as an opponent. But this fight had to take place in such a way, that the light being put on the envelope before, which deprived it from divine strength. It had to fight as a human being against the one who had caused being as human of all fallen spirits. Was he stronger than that one? Then its power was broken too. Then there was also a hope for the people to defeat the opponent of God, and then a way was also initiated that led back to the Father's house. The soul of the man Jesus, whose body was surely earthly, brought something back from the height and beamed it out on earth. Divine strength of love. Love is not taken away from any creature. It can be inflamed any time, but it can also be suffocated by his own will. And this love is the bridge to the kingdom of light, for love is directed upward to God, who himself is the eternal love. Love always seeks the pole of love and is now never working against God. Love moved a being of light to get down to the earth, and the love remained in connection with eternal love. And the bridge was built between the kingdom of light and the realm of darkness by Jesus Christ. But it is not to be seen by the beings on the dark earth, who do not make use of his guidance, who do not connect to him in faith, to have found the right leader to the kingdom of light, who do not reciprocate his love, who do not recognize the master in him, who has overcome his opponent, and who take shelter to him thankfully for that, who do not see the one in him, who is Lord over life and death, over light and darkness, which do not recognize him as God's Son and Savior of the world. The gap between the kingdom of light and the realm of darkness remains exists irrevocably for anyone who does not go the way that Jesus Christ has opened to him and only leads to the Father. For this is still completely under the influence of God's opponent and will not be free of him, until he is willing to go into the law of eternal order, until he gives up his resistance and allows himself to be redeemed by Jesus Christ, who alone is the way to the Father, whose infinite love found a way that leads out of darkness to light. Amen.